Let's go to Vienna and talk to Dr. Ali Asghar Soltania himself, Iran's ambassador to the IAEA. Welcome to the program, sir. Dr. Soltania, the policy of the IAEA has been outlined as being cooperation for a nuclear-free world. But what we are seeing is constant threats by countries who possess nuclear weapons to the extent that humanity itself, as you said, is being threatened. Just how genuine is the IAEA's policy and how much has it been able to curb the threat of nuclear weapons?
There's a pleasure, first of all, to talk to you. As I have already said today in the NPT conference in Geneva, in fact, the IAEA has not been able, of course, to fulfill its mandate because of the members and parties to the NPT are not fulfilling their obligation. And in fact, they have violated the NPT provisions, particularly the weapon states party to NPT, they have not, fulfilled their obligation undertaking under Article 4 for transfer of technology for peaceful uses. At the same time, they have violated Article 6 because after 40 years, they have not fulfilled the expectation to destroy the nuclear weapons, and they are promoting the nuclear and upgrading nuclear weapons. And as I said, millions of dollars spent by Americans and the Trident submarine, nuclear submarine by UK, and recent agreement between France and UK all together, and also the selling submarines to Israelis by German all together, plus the deployment of nuclear weapons in Europe and European countries, which claim to be non-nuclear weapon state and party to NPT, altogether shows that the NPT regime is facing a serious setback and problem after 40 years. And therefore, we have to come together, or non-nuclear weapon states, to find a solution for this status quo, which is very worrisome, and the international security is threatened.
And of course, why is there still discrimination between countries that don't possess nukes and those who are non-signatories to the NPT and possess nukes and at the same time have the support of the US and its allies? I mean, isn't this topic discussed in the meetings and in the gatherings of the IAEA and the NPT?
Well, as also I have already harshly criticized, in fact, in my statement, the double standard and also the statements made by US and EU, putting, for example, Iran and a non-party of the NPT having nuclear weapons, for example, North Korea, together in the equal footing, is shameful, and it's showing that they have no principle and no logic behind it. Because in the context of NPT, when we have a conference of NPT, they have to appreciate Iran is a party to NPT and is continuously receiving inspections of the IAEA, rather than, in fact, criticizing Iran and putting in equal footing. And at the same time, with the double standard we are witnessing every day, in promotion of cooperation, of nuclear cooperation with other countries, by U.S., Canada, and France, for example, with India, though we respect the position of India, of course, this is the sovereign decision whether to be party to NPT or not, but this double standard is a serious jeopardizing the integrity and universality of NPT. Anyway, this conference, which is for 2 weeks in Geneva, is the best forum for all non-aligned movement and non-nuclear weapon states to question, in fact, the countries possessing nuclear weapon, and those industrial countries which are following the double standard and, in fact, have prevented the real goals and ultimate goal of the NPT, namely for elimination of nuclear weapons, to realize. In this conference, also in my statement today, I quoted the Supreme Leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, in fact, fatwa regarding nuclear weapon, and this was, in fact, a clear message to the whole participants that Iran is the only country genuinely, sincerely committed to non-proliferation because of religious grounds and fully cooperating. At the same time, we are resisting not to compromise our inalienable right. Anyway, this meeting is also an opportunity to question the problem of threat by nuclear capability of Israel, And also one of the top agenda of this meeting was the unilateral decision by United States for postponement of the conference on Middle East Free Zone, which was supposed to be held in Helsinki in 2012, based on the unanimous decision of the 2010 NPT Review Conference in New York. And it is interesting, I wish you were in a meeting witnessing that the U.S. was isolated, in fact, because every participant whatsoever in with different notion and nuances criticized, including the NAMES statement that I read out, in fact, we read out on behalf of non-aligned movement. In fact, all participants harshly criticized the U.S. unilateral decision in order to support Israel by postponing this meeting. And therefore, in my message, I, in fact, declare that U.S. supporting Zionist regime of Israel at any price is isolating itself every day. And the last but not the least, permit me to say that the message regarding Iran's vis-a-vis Western country is I advise them to stop the confrontation and come to negotiation and cooperation for a strategic long-term cooperation with Iran, which is the most reliable and stable and, of course, the strongest country in the region. And I hope that they will follow this advice and change the gear from confrontation, and we will have a better future cooperation. And, of course, in the context of the NPT, they have to know otherwise the NPT will be, in fact, the serious jeopardy of its future and universality.
All right. I'm sorry we have to leave it there. Thanks for your time there, Doctor. That was Dr. Ali Asrar Soltani, Iran's ambassador to the IAEA, talking to us from Vienna.